Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
On the 4th of July, everybody's All-American, Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
Medication kicked in, huh?
Sorry, I don't have any fireworks to light off or anything. I got all this stuff built up inside.
Oh, I got some fireworks for you.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. In for Vince Petrano, here's Eric Bilstad.
And a good Wednesday morning to you. July 3rd, here we go. All of the fireworks, if they didn't happen last weekend, are starting up now.
I think most of them happened last night in my neighborhood.
I picked up on some of that, too. Mike Spaulding is here. Eric in for Vince. Vince is back after the holiday. Debbie Lasga, as you heard, got our roads and Pancake Hill taking care of us, too, as well today. So one of the storylines that you always hear before a holiday, this is one of my favorite days of the year, is the day before the holiday or before the big holiday weekend or whatnot, is because all the stories are the same about how many people are traveling.
This is going to be the busiest and biggest July 4th in terms of travel that we've ever seen.
AAA predicts 71 million Americans will travel over the 4th of July holiday.
Nearly 71 million people traveling the whole week.
So that's a lot of people.
An estimated 71 million Americans.
I got it. 71. I don't even know what that number means, but AAA always comes up with these numbers. So then the story always is, Mike, you know this, if there's so many people on the roads, that means, hey, we got to pack our patience.
You want to make sure you give yourself plenty of time. And you know what? I always like to bring an emergency kit with me, and I've got snacks and water. I make sure that I leave with a full tank.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, right. Yeah.
You need the snacks, Eric.
And you got to fill your gas tank when you drive. But yes, it's very important. We appreciate that, Alexis.
And make sure your tire pressure is good.
Oh, okay. All right. I can check my tire pressure as well. All right. So back to AAA. 71 million is the number we heard there. Then there's also this.
We're projecting a record number of road trippers, 60.6 million people driving over the July 4th holiday. And 5.74 million people flying. And that is also a new record.
All right. So 5.7 million people are going to fly. Usually when there's a lot of flyers, that means, of course, USA. Chance turn to TSA. TSA.
If you're flying, you already know the drill. It means arrive earlier than normal, expect longer bag lines, and crowded TSA checkpoints.
The TSA was expecting to break an all-time record.
It's expecting to screen 28 million people.
TSA expects to screen more than 28 million people.
All right, 28 million. So we have 71 million total. We have 68-some million that are driving. I heard AAA say 5.7 million we're going to fly, but TSA says they're going to screen 28 million people.
There's no accountability.
It's just people keep going through the TSA line because it's fun.
Yeah. Maybe that's what they're doing. Or we just report numbers that randomly get sent to us in press releases. Perhaps that is
true.
And then there's also this, the other storyline we always forget about.
A shortage of air traffic controllers caused big problems.
Yeah, we always have the air traffic controller story as well. And then we didn't even get to gas prices, and we didn't even get to the hurricane barrel, which is taking place.
The good news is, Eric, we will get to all of that because we still have 24 hours to go on the pre-holiday day.
So pack your patience and make sure you're taking care of yourself and making sure you're getting some water and some snacks before you head on your trip today.
And make sure your tire pressure is good. That can also help with saving on gas.
I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
That's a lot. Why are you so happy?
It's time for Summerfest.
Oh, I love Summerfest. The music, fireworks, a Sazza sampler.
The beer, tossing things on people from the sky glider.
Don't ruin the vibe, Brian. That's what I'm looking forward to. That and beating you in a game of horse in the Gruber Law Sports Zone.
Well, I want to see the new supermoon in Cosmic Cornfield.
Don't forget the most important new thing.
Huh?
Spanning the State is going to be broadcasting live Thursdays and Fridays of Summerfest from 1 to 3 p.m.
Be sure to stop by the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Mobile Studio to say hi. And Kristen, nothing but net.
You'll see.
WDTMJ's Eric Bilstad here. After the holiday season, if you need to climb up on your roof to check in, see if any firework pieces have fallen in there and you don't want to get them stuck in the gutter, and you're looking at your roof and you notice that, you know what, it might be time, I got the place for you. Tri-County Contracting. They can make sure you are getting the roof you need, getting the correct installation, getting the correct shingles, everything you need to do. Tri-County Contracting is where you start. Tri-County Contracting, WDI.com is the website. They also have a showroom in New Berlin. They'll show you everything you need. Again, Tri-County Contracting, WDI.com is the website. Worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. Tri-County Contracting, WDI.com.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Redemption in the Rockies.
McGill looks in. 2-2 pitch.
Swing and a miss! He struck him out! Trevor McGill with a pair of strikeouts in the ninth. And the Brewers come from behind and take down the Rockies.
That final score 4-3 last night. That was Lane Grindel on the Brewers radio network. The comeback wasn't without some pain and sacrifice, as the winning run didn't come by way of a grand slam, home run, or heck, even a single. It came the old-fashioned way.
And the 2-2 pitch.
And it hit him! It hit Rhys Hoskins, and the Brewers take the lead! A two-seam fastball ran in, and it hit Hoskins with the bases loaded, and the Brewers lead it 4-3 in the ninth.
Yeah, the Brewers and Rockies do it all again tonight. Coverage on WDTMJ at 7:05. And hey, there is still time to vote. Got about 5 hours from now to help get Christian Yelich and William Contreras into the starting lineup for the MLB All-Star Game. Yelich and Contreras, both finalists for the NL's All-Star Team.
All right. Okay, to the Bucks. They got these two new rookies now, Tyler Smith and A.J. Johnson. How in the world do these rookies blend with a veteran team?
At just 19 years old, rookies Tyler Smith and A.J. Johnson have already figured out how they can best help a veteran Milwaukee Bucks team in pursuit of another championship.
How do you envision your role with the team and fitting in with a veteran lineup that kind of already has a core in place?
My skill set, I could space the floor, shoot the ball. Right now, just run corner, play defense, do what I can just to help the team out right now.
Just use my energy and my athleticism, like defense, my playmaking ability, play fast.
In downtown Milwaukee, Dylan Hunter-Carter, WTMJ Sports.
Just keep my mouth shut and not say anything.
Go about the business.
Go wherever they tell me to go.
Hey, Eric, she may not be an Olympian, but she is an all-star. Indiana Fever guard Caitlin Clark among a slew of WNBA rookies to make the league's all-star team. Clark led all voting with more than 700,000 votes. Her teammate Aaliyah Boston also made the team, as did Chicago Sky forward Angel Reese. So it's kind of a unique setup for the WNBA All-Star Game later on this season. The WNBA All-Stars will play the U.S. Women's National Team when it squares off on July 20th Phoenix. So a little bit of a revenge game, I think, for Caitlin Clark.
Clark's going to drop 40.
Something like that. Make them wish that they had gotten her to the All-Star game. And hey, the story isn't necessarily who made the team, but how many people voted. We've been talking at length about how women's sports has been in the spotlight in major ways due to Caitlin Clark. This year, the top five WNBA All-Stars amassed more than 4 million fan votes. That number last year was about 375,000 in total. So we're at like plus 4 million right now.
That's awesome. 619, it's one of the most talked about vacant structures in Milwaukee. We take you inside next. Wisconsin's Morning News, Vince Vetrano taking the day off, Eric Bilstead along with Mike Spaulding. The long vacant Northridge Mall property has gone from a beacon of business in the city to an eyesore of lost opportunity. As the building nears its date with a wrecking ball, WDTMJ's Adam Roberts has an inside look at what has become of the former mall and how the city's preparing for this site and its next chapter.
Have you had a look at Northridge lately?
From its opening in 1972 and for much of the next 30 years, Northridge Mall on Milwaukee's northwest side was a haven for economic activity, attracting customers from across the greater Milwaukee area. But in the 21 years since its 2003 closure, the mall has only served as a haven for vandalism, petty crime, fires, and a growing list of environmental and safety concerns.
It creates a new day for what hopefully will be a new and thriving retail complex.
Last month, the mayor called the vacant Northridge Mall building on the city's north side a, quote, blight.
Adding insult to injury for Northridge Mall, a two-alarm fire tore through that long-shuttered property.
I'm not standing here and continuing to commit my firefighters to put their lives at risk. They have families.
The fact that it's still there, it's uglying up the community. It needs to be knocked down.
Now, as the site nears its impending demolition, WTMJ was given access to the inside of the former mall to see firsthand just how much damage has been done to the interior. Where once stood shoe stores, jewelry shops, and sporting goods outlets, now sits smashed glass. There's a strong smell of mold, standing water all over the place, as well as remnants of those past fires.
Sometimes they push debris material into the center of the mall or throw it over from the balconies, and then they pile it up and light it up. There's one video actually that's on YouTube where somebody dumped accelerant down the steps and then lit it on fire. You can see the remnants of that fire right there.
With the sheer amount of safety hazards on site, Milwaukee Department of City Development Project Manager Benji Tim says there's a sense of urgency to move the demolition process along.
For some it was a playground, for some it was an opportunity to make money, but obviously it's a serious health and safety issue too, so that's the primary reason the city took it and through tax foreclosure, and we hope to redevelop it into something much more productive for the city of Milwaukee.
What that something will look like is still unknown. Tim says the property, known as Granville Station now, will total 58 acres and will be the largest piece of land available for sale in the city once it's cleared out.
I used to come here and see Santa when I was, you know, a small child. I used to go to the Chi-Chi's across the street, Toys R Us. Spent some time out here. The reason I do what I do is to kind of create new opportunities for the city of Milwaukee. So, you know, it was the mall. It had its time and place. And now in the future, it'll be something new. And hopefully that'll create new memories for somebody else.
A public meeting is planned for early August with the eventual site contractor to provide more information on a project timeline.
It's enough to make you want to go to Northridge to take a look.
Adam Roberts, WTMJ News.
Good stuff. And I think most of what he saw inside the mall was of no surprise, but to just kind of see what they have had to deal with and just some of the dangers that the firefighters have dealt with when it comes to the fires that take place. Good to get that building demolished. So if you want to see more inside the former Northridge Mall, just text the word mall to the WDTMJ talk and text line 855-616-1620. Mall, M-A-L-L. We'll send you a picture with the link and all of that. Wisconsin's Morning News, Eric Bilstead along with Mike Spaulding. So a couple of things that we're working on for the show today. We'll get you some holiday interesting things, some of the topics throughout the day, of course, that have to do with what's happening with the holiday weekend. But also wanted to bring you this. Given the situation we're in right now, as far as the bickering and the divisiveness and whatnot, it reminded me of a story that John Mercure and I did 10 years ago. And it was about July 4th and how the very original July 4th was created and what that looked like way back when and how the country was divisive then and how similar it seems now based to when the country first was created. So we're going to bring that to you. That's going to probably before we get out of here, before 9 o'clock, it's going to be a bit, but want to make sure we squeeze that in here at some point later this morning. Just this idea of where we are now versus where we were and how similar and how polarizing both times have been. Right now, though, 627 on WDTMJ. Way to wear one, Reese Hoskins. That story at 645. So we all loved grill, right?
Most of us.
Barbecuing's a huge thing across the country. Market leaders of high-end grill manufacturers like Traeger and Weber say grill sales are down, plunging. So why would you think that'd be? I'd open up to the room. Why in the world would grill sales be plunging now in 2024?
I think it's a couple of reasons. One, the base level grill is nicer than it used to be.
That's true.
I think you can find some like store brands or whatever that have a lot of the features that a Weber grill would have. And two, I think they're just made better. So you're buying less of them. It's a real, you know, it's an investment. If you're buying a Traeger, you're dropping $800, $1,000. And if you got one that works, well, by golly, we're just going to keep using that one.
Do you know, you want to know the secret for keeping your grill longer? You need a cover.
Yes.
We've had ours 20 plus years, and it's because the sun does not beat down on the thing.
Or the rain, or the snow. Right.
But I got the reason. Here is why grill sales are down dramatically, because most of the country bought new grills a couple of years ago during the pandemic. In 2021, it was $156 million revenue base for Traeger and Weber. Now it's plunged to half of that because we all bought grills during the pandemic.
You know what? I bet you grill trinket sales, though, skyrocketing. Like, there are more like pieces of accoutrement you can add to a grill than ever before.
Like what? Name one.
Well, like a holder for jalapeno poppers. Ooh. Or like special grates you can put on there, flat tops, things along those lines.
I do like those grates for like doing asparagus or other vegetables in the little stir frying grate.
Sure, yeah. What about the meat though?
Well, yeah, then yes, and then of course the protein. 6:39. Wednesday, July 3rd. Hey, so pretty neat event. We're getting really close to the RNC. So the RNC here in Milwaukee is, what, less than 2 weeks away?
11 days.
11 days and lots of questions, and you might have a couple of questions. Well, we have answers we think that we can help you with. There's a very special live podcast taping going to take place here downtown at the Avenue. That's going to involve a lot of WDTMJ staff and could also involve you. And Mike, I know you know a lot about this. So this is going to take place on Monday morning, Impact 2024 RNC. It's going to take place here in the Avenue downtown. An opportunity for you to get your convention questions answered. So there's going to be, let's see, many members of the staff there that you can talk to and a small group of listeners that'll be able to take part of this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Vince Vitrano will be part of it. Jessica Tai from Midday News will be part of it. Steve Scafidi, obviously, will be part of it as well. Yeah, we're going to be doing a live podcast taping and answering questions, both about what we want to do for the RNC, why we think it's important to cover, and also get questions from our fans and some of our partners. So, yeah, we wanted to invite you down to the Avenue, the Starlight Room here for a live podcast taping on Monday.
And this is a ticketed event.
Yes.
So you get a chance to mingle, but also get a chance to get a couple of questions answered. But it's a ticketed event. So we do have a pair of tickets we can give away right now. If you are interested in learning more about the convention and talking to some of the WDTMJ staff about it, here's the phone number. Caller number three right now, 855-616-1620 on the WDTMJ talk and text line. Caller number three, 855-616-1620. Monday morning, you can be part of a live podcast taping. 6:45, that's one way to win a game. More on the Brewers next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all sports desk.
The Brewers have had many dramatic wins this season, from walk-offs to grand slams to game-winning catches. Last night's win over the Rockies, though, was one unique one.
And the 2-2 pitch.
And it hit him! It hit Rhys Hoskins, and the Brewers take the lead! A two-seam fastball ran in, and it hit Hoskins with the bases loaded, and the Brewers lead it 4-3 in the ninth.
That's Rhys Hoskins taking one for the team. That hit by pitch in the ninth plated Bryce Terang in the Brewers 4-3 win. Last night's victory, notable for a couple reasons. It was a 26th come-from-behind win this season for the Brewers. That's most in the majors. Also significant because Colorado simply has been a house of horror for the crew as of late. Prior to last night, they had dropped six consecutive games out there. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
Give our guys credit. You know, this has been a tough place for us to pull off a victory, and we had a lot of unsung heroes, a lot of guys like Rob Z coming in and getting stuff out. But yeah, that last inning plate appearances were with a lot, you know, with great focus.
You know, the Brewers and Rockies will do it again tonight. Game three out of this four-game set. Coverage on WDTMJ gets underway at 7:05. And hey, it's not too late to vote, Eric. There is still time to do so. T-minus 5 hours to get Christian Yelich and William Contreras into the starting lineup for the Midsummer Classic.
Get out and vote!
Get out and vote. The MLB All-Star Game will be played later this month. Yelich, Contreras, both finalists for starting spots in the NL All-Star team.
And where do they got to go? What, MLB.com?
MLB.com. It wraps up at 11 a.m. I think you can only vote once, so you can't really pack the vote, but you can do your part.
MLB.com. It's 6:48. All right, so what do you do if you're firing off fireworks tonight or through the weekend? Is it legal? Is it not? Will your neighbors call the cops on you? More details coming up next.
On the 4th of July, everybody's All-American, Mr. Baseball, Bob Uecker.
Medication kicked in, huh?
Sorry, I don't have any fireworks to light off or anything. I got all this stuff built up inside.
Oh, I got some fireworks for you.
All right, so some people do this. Others just enjoy watching them. Others call the police because they get frustrated by hearing them. Talking about fireworks. Joining us in studio here, former Milwaukee Police Lieutenant and 101.7 The Truth teammate of ours, Dr. Ken Harris. All right, Ken, explain this to me. Who can buy fireworks? Anyone can go and buy them in the appropriate off-the-highway fireworks shop in Kenosha County, right?
Depends. I mean, depending on... First of all, good morning.
Good morning. It's good to see you.
Hang on.
Getting emotional talking
about fireworks. Oh, waking me up too early in the morning. Depends on where you get them. Depends on where you live.
Okay.
Depends on the ordinance. And so, depending on where you live, it may be illegal to buy them and use them, right? For instance, city of Milwaukee prohibits the sale and the use of fireworks by everybody. You can't buy them. You can't sell them. You can't expose them. You can't keep them. You can't discharge them. You can't explode them. No firecracker, bottle rocket, cherry bomb, smoke bomb, toy cap, cap gun.
But if someone in the city or elsewhere, I guess, obviously there's different places.
Driving up Kenosha. And
if you fire up the Rainmaker and shoot that thing off and it explodes in the air, are they getting a cop called on them?
You can. And you probably should.
I'm always just curious how many sheriff's departments and police departments are just kind of like, okay, it's the 4th. We understand that this happens. We're going to look the other way.
They look at the egregious ones, right? Yeah. If you have something that's industrial strength that you shouldn't have, and you hear it go off, boom, you know,
it's
and
called it's firing the atom off bomb.
Right? we're going to come pay you a visit. Say, hey, you can't have that. Probably write you a ticket. The problem is where that lands, where the sparks land. All you need is one piece of wood to catch fire, and you're done. Yeah. One roof, and you're done. And we know that that's happened. In just simple fires of businesses that have then spread and gone on to other businesses, people have died. It's just not worth it.
What's it like working on the night of July 4th?
Parking underneath overpasses, you know, so when the bullets rain down, they don't rain through your car. Making sure that there's somebody at the district that's calling back all those shots fired calls, all like 16,200 hits.
But they're not really shots fired. Those are fireworks?
Fireworks. But like, are you going to send a cop to fireworks? Hey, they're fireworks. Can you go handle that? Right? Most people don't know the difference between a firework and a shot from a gun. It's not like TV. So they hear it and they go, must be a gun. I'm going to call. And you get like thousands of calls.
The good news, and I know you're gonna roll your eyes at this, but the good news is that it's been a wet season.
Yes.
So the hope would be that any fireworks that rain down on any places would not be able to light a tinderbox like we've had in years past when it's been so dry.
On the outside. But if it goes through my window or breaks glass, not so much.
See, but sometimes, you got that great neighbor in the neighborhood who's just putting on a nice show. You get to sit in the patio and drink your cocktail and watch your neighbor put on a nice show.
And then you become that statistic where one of the kids gets burned or somebody accidentally burns up something. And then
kind of a wet blanket.
You're on Well, that's the whole point. Put a wet blanket on fireworks.
Hey, let me ask you this. So statistically, or maybe just in your own opinion of experience, a lot of people traveling, a lot of people driving, going, miles and miles away. 71 million Americans traveling because of the July 4th,
right?
Whatever. Are there certain things that you don't do when you travel? Do you not sit in the left lane? Do you not go certain places? What do you avoid when you know it's a heavy, heavy travel day or days?
First of all, the left lane thing, it just kind of depends on how I feel.
Okay.
You know, if I'm 5 or 10 minutes over, If I'm about 5 or 10 minutes, I'm going to get him for that. If I'm about 5 or 10 miles an hour over, and you're behind me honking, not going to move. If anything, I might slow down to the speed limit.
But, and if you're going 5 or 10 over, you're okay, right? That's not super speedy.
Usually it's about 10.
Okay, 10 is the...
Once you're over 10, on then, the highway. Because once you get closer to 25 over a speed limit, you're reckless driving, you can get arrested for crime in Wisconsin.
Remember that. Happy Independence Day, my friend.
Just slow down.
Yeah, or just take your time. All right. Happy Independence Day. Thank you, sir.